This is the Why Your Story podcast with Travis Osmond and Mary Jo Parker, sharing real-life stories and experiences. Why Your Story is produced by SVI Media and available on Podbean, svinews.com, and the SVI News app. And now, from the SVI Media Studios, located in scenic Star Valley, Wyoming, here's Travis and Mary Jo with the Why Your Story podcast.
Welcome to our avid listeners to Why Your Story, coming to you from beautiful Star Valley, Wyoming. We're your host. I'm Travis.
I'm Mary Jo.
And we're going to talk a little bit about everything, anything, and a little bit more.
That's right.
So, hey, what are we talking about today, Mary Jo?
I think we're going to talk about oceans versus mountains. Maybe you like one more than the other. I like them both equally. I think they both have great advantages, but the ocean just does something for me.
No, I'm going to disagree with you on this one. I am a mountain person.
You're a mountain man?
I am a mountain man. I am not an ocean person.
Not at all?
No, not like if I could go negative, I would go in the negatives.
Really?
For the ocean, yeah.
Wow. You wouldn't jump off a boat and just swim around?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, wow. That's some of my funnest experiences.
I would never. I have a hard time jumping off the boat, like down at Flaming Gorge or up at
Because those trout are going to kill you.
Yeah. Well, you just never know what's under there. How do you know that they have not discovered the monster of Jackson Lake? Do you think that it's just a gimme that it would have showed itself by now?
Oh, my gosh. Well, how do you know that Yeti isn't in the mountains?
Oh, he's out there. He's out there.
Okay.
You bet.
Okay.
The Squatch?
Uh-huh, Squatch.
That'll be another episode right there.
Okay. I agree.
No, I would rather take on Squatch than Megalodon. And I'm just saying, there is no way that scientists can look at the bottom of Flaming Gorge all at once. It just hasn't been done.
True.
And I'm here to tell you that there are some monsters down there. Okay, believe me or not, that's just my story, and I'm sticking to it for this podcast.
Okay, okay.
But we're even talking about the ocean.
Yeah. What are you afraid of in the ocean?
I just need to ask you a question. I need to get establish a baseline here.
Okay.
Have you seen the movie The Meg?
No.
All right. Well, then why are we even having this conversation? Because you don't believe. Do you believe in the Megalodon?
No.
You don't?
No.
Then why are we finding teeth like the size of my thigh?
I don't know. I think it could have happened, but it's not alive and well now.
All right. So. What about Jaws? Have you seen Jaws?
Sure.
The movie?
Sure.
And what was your take on Jaws, the movie?
Oh, it was so fake, you know? And I wasn't scared.
But you know that it was based on a true story, right?
Oh, it was not.
It was!
No.
MJ, I'm not lying to you. It is based on a true story of
really?
A shark that came in to freshwater and started eating on some boys as they were swimming in a canal. No, I'm not lying to you. That is a true story. So... I've done my research on sharks.
Okay.
But anyway, let's move on to bigger and better things. Okay. You're going to take the side of the ocean in this conversation.
Okay.
I'm going to take the side of the mountain. So tell me why the ocean?
I think because the sound is beautiful. It's going sailing, fishing that I know you love. There's nothing like fishing in the ocean. There's just nothing like it. Listening to Jimmy Buffett. I love the ocean. I think it's great. The sand, the warm feeling you have, I just adore it. Love the ocean. Especially oceans or seas that are clean and the water's turquoise.
Oh,
it's just,
okay.
It's gorgeous.
Okay.
Why do you love the mountains?
Well, I think along the same lines of the reasons that you love the ocean, I love the yellow quakey trees in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fresh, cold air. Mm-hmm. I love the feeling of nature around me. I love the feeling of, or the sound of like a bugling elk or a chipmunk on a log.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, it almost has a spiritual aspect to me,
I
being
agree.
Out in nature.
Yeah.
And I don't get that from the ocean.
You don't? Well, because you're scared.
Well,
you're scared little.
But even if I'm like
taught.
On a, like... So when I was a kid, we stayed in this motel that overlooked the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not look out the ocean and go, oh, that is so beautiful or romantic or whatever it's portrayed in the movies. I just kept thinking, oh, Dude. And I knew that Jaws was out there just staring at me in my hotel window.
Oh, that's too funny. So have you ever done anything in the ocean like fishing or scuba diving?
Oh, yeah. So my I shouldn't say my hatred. I don't hate the ocean. It's just my dislike for the ocean comes from many factors in my life.
Okay.
And so
let's hear those factors.
Yeah, so the one time we were in Hawaii, my parents took us to Hawaii, and my parents were taking us out on this bottom see-through boat.
Okay.
You could actually see through the bottom of the boat.
Sure.
And we were heading out to this reef to snorkel.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't lie to you, it was pretty amazing. It was neat. Just my brother and I were sitting there just glued to the bottom of this boat, looking out there and seeing the coral and the fish that were swimming by. And it was kind of like what you were explaining, the kind of the lighter blue color. And then we went over this really dark, deep spot, and it's almost like this: the earth disappeared and we're in space, right? And it's just nothing but black, blue below you. And then we came to another reef, and I am not lying to you. I would never lie to you. But all of a sudden, my brother grabs my leg, and without saying anything, we both look to our right, and there is a tiger shark.
Wow.
And this thing's huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, huge.
Wow.
And it's like just swimming beside the boat for like a second, and then it turns and swims back out into this dark black abyss. And I knew it was a tiger shark because I had just done a book report in school on tiger sharks with the striped things on their back, you know, And so what do? I'm like probably 13. My brother's 11. We go flying up to the top of this boat, and we're screaming, shark! Of course, my dad just grabs us by the back of the neck and shuts us up because everyone's going, what? And I'm not lying to you. It wasn't 10 seconds after we came running up that the boat captain stopped the boat and said, all right, everybody out. So needless to say, my brother and I sat on the boat bawling while my mom and dad and everybody went swimming with this tiger shark.
Wow. That's...
Nobody died.
Nobody died.
There was not a blood trail in the water.
Wow. That's good.
But I was terrified to the point where I dreamt about that moment for years after that. Just horrible.
You know, when I was in South Africa, I wanted to go diving with the sharks at night when you go in those cages and, you know, they put bait out. I think that would be a rush. I would love doing that, but nobody in my group would do it. They're all like, no.
Well, why? Just, I want to hear their explanations why they wouldn't want to go swimming with a
I know. I just think it'd be great. Wouldn't it be awesome?
You kidding me?
No, I'm not afraid, I guess. I mean, and I've come around corners and seen eel face to face, and then I just kind of backed off because they are nearsighted. So they are afraid of you.
Oh.
That's why they kind of duck back and go back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. So. My wife and I were in the ocean. I don't even remember where we were, but we were swimming. We were just newly married, and we were just two little lovebirds swimming along. And we're like in 3 feet of water, and we come around this little thing, and this eel pops out of the ocean, the coral there.
Uh-huh.
And my wife... It was actually on her side, but she climbed over the top of me and pushed me into the eel as she swam away.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, she sacrificed her husband to get away from the eel.
Smart
but
woman.
I'm still alive, but it went to my I don't like things in the ocean.
Yeah.
They scare me.
Yeah. Have you scuba dived?
Nope, never have.
Oh my gosh. Steve and I think certified in Utah, and we scuba'd in a few places. We went to go to Australia, and I was so excited. Great Barrier Reef, right? And we went out in this little boat, and I got really seasick. And so they just let me snorkel. And I remember when I got in the water, I was thinking, what are those fishing lines? You know, it just looked like little tiny thin fishing lines. And I could see Steve on the bottom of the ocean, and he was touching sand sharks. Oh. And I snorkeled for a while, and when I got out, he is in the boat, and he's just puking and throwing up and so sick. I'm like, you know, what's the matter? And they're like, well, your husband, I can't do an Australian accent. He was bitten by a stingray. And I'm like,
no.
What? And so that's those little lines I saw. And so then he was sick, and we couldn't go diving after that the whole time we were there. But, yeah, I'm kind of more afraid of things like that. That, you know, those little stingrays are just, you know.
Oh, my heavens.
But one time we were in Hawaii, and I had not scuba dived for a while. And when you go down, you have to clear your ears. And so my husband and this other couple, they were great. They totally were just off swimming, and I could not clear them. So the dive master said, hey, I'll stay with you as we go down slowly. And I said, okay. So we went down a ways, and we were about 15 feet, and they were probably down 30. You could see them below us. And the dive master picked up this octopus, and he, like, scratches it, and dye shoots out. I'm like, cool. I give him the thumbs up. Well, then he lets go of the octopus, and that sucker comes over and lands on my head. Oh, so it. I have the tentacles in my ear coming down my neck. I am flipping out. I get the tank that's on me. It comes off one shoulder. I am just flailing around, and I can't see him with both eyes because one's covered with his little tentacle things. And so the other eye, I look, and he's just staring at me. Well, I'd lost my swimming suit. And I didn't know where it was. But get the dang octopus off my head.
No.
I know, right? And so he's just still staring, and I don't care. I just get that octopus off. And so he comes up, and he does the same thing again. He kind of scratches it, and it shoots dye in my face. I mean, I had the mask on. And off it swims. It was an awful experience. So I hate octopus.
MG, that's horrible.
It was awful. It was awful.
You know what I thought of when you were telling that story? I think it's called Aliens, the show Aliens. Uh-huh. There's like this alien that's like an octopus, and it like sucks to your face.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, and it like eats you from the inside out.
Ew.
That's what I think of when I see an octopus in the ocean. It's an alien. It is like something from another planet.
They are creepy. They are. Oh, and on your head and in your ears and just down your neck. I mean, I don't know how many of those things they have. Do they have 8 or more?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know, but I would say, I look at it as like, if I have my choice of how I want to die in life, I don't want to die scuba diving. So therefore, I'm not going to go down into the abyss. Because my luck, if Travis goes scuba diving, gravity is not friendly to me. And I will be fish food.
Yeah. And you probably would be a breather, a deep breather, and suck up, you know, because you're tall, use up your oxygen pretty quick. I mean, my husband goes through a tank really quickly.
So do you ever wonder when you're swimming in the ocean or like that, how many fish turds you're pushing out of the way?
No, I never. I have not.
Why?
I just
how
don't.
Many millions of fish are in the ocean that you're
millions?
And how many times do you think they poop a day?
A lot.
Because I've seen fish in the aquarium and they like poop every 2 minutes.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
And you're swimming in it.
Yeah, I am.
And that's okay with you.
Yeah.
So okay. When I'm in the mountains, if a deer poops, it falls on the ground.
Right.
If a bird poops, it falls on the ground. If a grizzly bear
unless
poops,
it lands on your head.
Right. And if that's the case, I'll just cut my hair and stick my head in the stream for a few minutes, you know. But I am not accidentally opening my mouth and getting grizzly bear feces in my mouth while I'm in the mountains. So that is one plus, I think, that's very strong for mountains, is you can open your mouth with not getting fecal material in your mouth. Would you not agree with me?
Yeah, but you have your mouthpiece.
MJ, are you telling me that when you're playing in the ocean, like jumping in the waves, that you've never had a salt water go in your mouth?
Not really.
MJ.
I don't. I don't like swallow it.
Have you ever tasted? Well, don't swallow it, but it goes in your mouth.
I guess.
Okay, our listeners, next time you're at the beach and swimming in the ocean, you count how many times salt water gets in your mouth or your eyes.
You're scaring them.
Up your
they
nose.
Don't want to go now.
Well, I'm just saying, I think that there's things that we need to think about. Here's another one that you probably ought to think about. Oxygen.
Okay.
There is a severe lack of oxygen.
That
when
I agree with.
You are in the ocean, okay?
That's true.
Yep. And and so that's something that I think goes heavily in favor of being in the mountains because A, you're not going to run out of oxygen.
True.
B, you're not going to run out of fresh water. If you're in a raft somewhere in the middle of the Atlantic, what are you going to do? You can only drink your own urine for so long.
That is true.
I'm just saying. So yeah. I feel like the tide is shifting towards the mountains here.
Okay. Let's go towards that way, and I'll give you some disclaimers.
All right. So here's a question then for you. Grizzly bear or Jaws? If I said to you, MJ, you're going to die today.
Okay.
Well, there's 99.9% chance you're going to die. I am going to either throw you in a pool with an extremely ticked off great white shark, or I'm going to put you in a pen with an ornery grizzly bear.
I will pick the shark.
No kidding?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to punch it in the eyes. Yeah. A bear, I punch it in the eyes and it eats my hand. No, I think the death with the bear would be bad.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I would so much. I have this. I don't remember where I looked at, but I think I could stare down a bear. I have this look that I can give my kids, you know, when they know, oh, crap.
I've only seen that look a few times.
Have you seen it from me?
I've seen it.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think I could stare down a bear?
No. I think it would be, that's funny.
So MJ, I think I disagree with you in the fact that if you were in a pool with a great white or in the ocean with a great white river, you'd never even see it coming. You wouldn't even have the chance to poke it in the eye until it's like chomped all the way up from your toes up to your waist. Then that would be the first chance you'd get.
Well, it depends upon where it chomped at. And I still can turn around and then, you know, punch it in the eye.
Well, how are you going to turn around when you're in its mouth?
Well, not all of these.
Have you seen great whites, how they come up and they eat the seals? Like they come
right,
like rocket ship out of the ocean? Mm-hmm. Like you would be the seal, except you'd already be halfway in its mouth by the time it lands back
that's
in
right.
the water. So at that point, you're saying, oh, I'm just going to turn around and poke it in the eye?
No, let's just hope the death is quick. So you don't mind, you know, having the bear pick you up and flipping
you
around?
I just feel like a bear, it would be horrible, but it would almost be like a bar fight with a big drunk dude.
Okay.
That's probably not going to feel anything, and I'm probably going to get the worst of it, you know. But I can tell you what, I'm going to make that bear very uncomfortable before he finally gets me.
And how are you going to take the bear down? What do you, gun versus bear spray?
Oh, I'm going to carry heat any day. I've used bear spray before. Okay. Was not too impressed.
No.
Yeah, it did deter the bear, but it made him even more angry.
Oh. Where was that at?
It was up in Teton National Park.
Really?
Yep. Okay. Actually, it was right outside the park, actually. I had a run-in with a grizzly with a good friend of mine, and it was very unpleasant. We're both alive, and we're both sound, and we understand that you have to give those animals their
space.
The problem was is we were actually hunting, and there was an elk carcass that someone had already killed, and it was only like 20 feet off the main trail, and we didn't realize that.
Right.
And so we came riding right up the trail. Actually, we were walking. Came walking right up the trail, and that sucker was ticked. I mean, it sounded like we just walked into someone's china hutch that was on a bad day. I mean, he was growling and clicking and snarling and just really upset. So I sprayed him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he didn't leave.
No.
No, he didn't. He just sat there kind of like pissed off.
And then did you guys just back away?
No, we had to keep going because it was the only way back to our truck.
Oh, wow.
So we were just like, one of us was like keeping our, you know, back to back. One of us was kind of pulling us along where the other one would kind of keep eyes on him, you know. Mm-hmm. Just horrible situation.
Yeah, that is horrible.
But if that had been a great white, I would have just knelt down and died.
It is. I mean, I've encountered bears a lot, especially living up here. One time I was at work and I had this parking spot that didn't have my name on it, but it had my position. And so there was a guy and he was in his car and he wouldn't move to let me get in. And I was just like, come on, dude, come on. And he finally moved and I get in and I shut the door and I look and there was a bear just sitting there. I just didn't see it. It was fall. It was this kind of the same color. Luckily, it was a black bear, but I've encountered him a lot. But we had a family disagreement one time. We always go to Jackson Lake and we camp out for 3-4 days. And most of the time, our daughter, she has kids, and so we let her have the boat. And that's where we sleep as well. So this particular year, she decided that all her kids were old enough to go up and stay in the tent. And we had the bear boxes, had the food in the bear boxes, had it in the boat. And, you know, we went to sleep. I get up the next morning and I go walking up the trail and my daughter Jamie is just rocking back and forth by the fire. And I could tell she hadn't slept. And I said, what's wrong? And she's like, I'm so mad. And I'm like, why are you mad? And she's like, well, and I've got to back up a little bit. When we first got to the campsite that is super remote, you could only get there by boat. somebody had left human fecal matter.
Oh, come on.
All around the campsite. It was disgusting. So, and we buried it and put rocks on top of it and all that. So she said, well, Mom, we were in the tent. And so she had four little boys at that time. And their youngest was about two. And they had bear spray and they had a gun. And she said, all of a sudden, about 10 o'clock, they could hear a mmm. And they had their headlamps on and they could see the shadow of the bear.
You are kidding me.
Going around the tent. Now, we always see bear when we camp up there because they eat berries and they're way up on the hillside. But that year, there was not as many berries. And so they did not know what to do. And so they're pulling their children, you know, slowly towards them because, you know, they're spread out, these four little boys. And Brody, who was four, who always eats candy, the bear's snout goes in the canvas and they're praying. And he's sniffing Brody's face and they're like pulling him slowly, but they realize if they spray the bear spray, they can't breathe.
Yeah, it's in the tent.
If they shoot the bear, they could shoot Brody.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just like, they're praying. That's the only thing they knew what to do.
Oh, my.
And so it continued all night long. All night long. And when it was finally daylight, she got up and went out, and that bear had marked the tent and dug up that human waste and spread it and smeared it all around the tent. And she won't camp. She will not. I mean, she's freaked out for life.
Wow.
And I don't blame her. I mean, can you imagine? What would you do? What do you do? I don't know that answer, and I wish somebody would
tell me. That's tough. That's a tough one, especially when you have little kids with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, and the next day, she slept in the boat, and of course, it rained. But we went in to get some supplies and stuff, and my other daughter was there watching the two older boys. And the one brother said, Foster said, hey, Bridger, why is that rock moving? And he's like, what? And it was the bear. And so they ran, you know, they're throwing their fishing poles and they jump in the boat and they were like, really? And, you know, my daughter's locking them into the boat. And I don't know. It's freaky. Mm. Bears freak me out like sharks freak you out.
Wow.
It's crazy.
See, I just figure that if a bear tasted me, he'd probably never eat meat again. I mean, I just can't imagine that I would taste any good at all.
Not like chicken.
I'm thinking that I would be more on the, you know, when you taste that piece of Kentucky Fried Chicken and it's like really blubbery.
Yeah.
And you realize that it's not meat, but it's fat.
Yeah.
I think that I would be like that.
Oh.
I think that the bear would go like, I'm going to return that piece of meat and for another one. That's what I think.
Maybe.
You know?
That's just a bad way to go, though.
And by that time, I think I would talk him out of it with a little firepower. But I just have to think that I wouldn't be tasty.
Yeah.
There's much more healthier and fit pieces of meat.
Yeah.
Around the forest that I just don't think I would be that enticing.
You keep that thought. Yeah, I really would like to know what is better, bear spray or a gun. One time we were walking as a family, there was four of us. My son-in-law was in the front and he had like rifles or guns on his hips, you know, like holsters. So he had the bear spray on both sides.
Sure.
And then it was my daughter, then it was my husband, and then it was me. And we're just walking along in Bear Paw Canyon. That's what it's called.
Nice.
And enjoying the day. And we all hear at the same time, and a scratching. And we are freaked out. Well, I didn't even know I could run this fast. But I just took off. I mean, you don't take off, but I did. I just took off as fast as I could, heading for the water. And then my husband, then my daughter, and my son-in-law, I look back, and he's just getting the bear spray slowly out of his little pouch, you know. But what do you do? Do you do the bear spray? Do you do the gun? Do you do them both? I don't know.
Well, my philosophy is when I know I'm in grizzly country, black bears don't scare me at all, at all. But when I'm in grizzly country, I like to have both, mainly because if I am going to have to put a bear down, I want to say, hey, look, I tried everything I could before I had to shoot this sucker. Right. I mean, unless he's in me, like, you know, he's trying to chew on my toe or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk him out of it real hurry with a pistol. But other than that, I'm probably going to spray him first to see what happens.
And shoot only for the head?
I think so. If you can keep yourself calm enough to do that. I don't know. I couldn't even imagine how disastrous, chaotic that would be.
No. It'd be hard.
Let's just hope that doesn't happen. But nonetheless, I do think that you could think about it for a second, whereas like if it was a great white, do they make pepper spray for great whites?
They make spears. I could spear it.
Wow. I am so impressed.
A spear gun. I could use that.
I am going to get you a spear.
That would be awesome.
I want to see you take on a great white with a spear. But so I know that they make like shark suits.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That they can't bite through?
Well, could you imagine testing that product? How do they do that?
Well, I'm not sure.
Here, little guy. Come over here. I got a job for you. Now, when they bite, I want you to tell me if that hurts.
Right? They're right. That's crazy. No, but crazy.
They do. They make these shark suits, and I've seen them on Shark Week. You know, these guys wearing these shark suits. So that's, I mean...
That's good.
I think that, you know, it's probably something that nobody ever wants, but to have like a great white chomping on you, and you're thinking, hey, I think it's working.
Yeah. Well, and then there comes into to play the oxygen thing, you know, as they're dragging you around the ocean.
Oh,
and,
my gosh. Yeah. Doing the head shakes. Could you imagine?
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. This is horrible. Why are we even talking about
it? I don't know.
Because it's the mountains versus the ocean.
That's right. And they're both great.
No, I think that we tend to navigate to what we're more comfortable with. And I can remember in when we were in Hawaii, the people there, they just loved the ocean. They relied on it for everything. Like,
wow.
Like here in Star Valley, I mean, I rely on the mountains for all my fun and my enjoyment.
Absolutely.
If we have a spare 15 minutes as a family, we're going to go up and cook hot dogs and stuff. You know? But there, the ocean is everything to them.
It is.
They love it. And it's again, it's that almost that religious, spiritual experience to those people. And I admire that.
I do too.
I admire that. It's not me. I'm completely out of my element, and that's probably why I'm anti-ocean.
Yeah.
Other than the octopus and the lack of oxygen, the lack of fresh water.
The fish poop.
Floating fish turds. Oh, jeez. And I would like someone to comment on us if they know how many cubic tons of fish poop are in the ocean. You know, I would like to know that, because next time someone I see a surfer out there that's kind of spitting things, I just want him to realize that, hey, that could be the last guy that got eaten by a great white.
Oh, shit. Is it bears or sharks? Where is the statistics
that you're most likely to get eaten by?
Uh-huh, or killed by, yeah. We need to find that out for our listeners and tell them next time.
Well, I'm here to tell you that if you live in Hawaii, you're statistically higher to get eaten by a shark.
Well, duh.
If you live in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, I think it's slightly less on the shark front.
I think so.
But no, that would be actually interesting, statistically speaking. But to those people that have been eaten by a shark, it's pretty high.
Yeah. And to those people that have been eaten by a bear. Same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, golly.
For sure. Man, we have really gotten off to a rocky podcast in this one, so
we have, but we'd love to hear your thoughts and feelings. And I agree with Travis wholeheartedly that it's a spiritual experience. You know, if you are having a bad day, just to go up in the mountains and just listen, you know, and sit and take in all the beauty and nature. I love hiking here. I love it. I know there's the Sarah and Tegan do articles in the paper. I think they're doing a book, and it's coming out this summer, because there is so many trails here. There's no excuse for people not to get out and enjoy it. And there's easy trails, and there's harder trails, and then, of course, hunting. You're a big hunter.
Oh, we live in the land of milk and honey for being outside the mountains.
Absolutely.
And there is nothing that you cannot do around here that the mountains will not provide.
I agree.
Hunting, fishing, recreating, hiking. I mean, you name it, you should go.
Right.
You should be doing it, because you know you find that you're having a hard day and life's getting you down and you're battling things. Just go and clear your head in the hills. There's no better way to do it.
Yep, I agree.
So, anyway, well, let's wrap that up. Again, we're coming to you from Star Valley, Wyoming. This is Travis.
This is Mary Jo.
And we'll catch you on the flip side.
Thanks for joining us for the Why Your Story podcast with Travis Osmond and Mary Jo Parker on SVI Media. To suggest topics or reach out to Travis and Mary Jo, email WYS@SVINews.com. That's WYS@SVINews.com. And be sure to follow Why Your Story on Facebook. Stay tuned for the next Why Your Story podcast on Podbean, SVINews.com, and the SVI News app.